Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
My brothers and my sisters, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala, she came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out, came to the tomb. They both ran. But the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there, and the cloth that had covered Jesus' head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. And then the other disciple also went in. The one who had arrived at the tomb first, he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Happy Easter. There we go. There is an old proverb about how to live well. The secret to living well and longer is to eat half, walk double, laugh triple, and love without measure. My mother, she lived that proverb to the ripe age of 97. She poured love into her family without measure. I knew her love for 70 years. She passed to heaven 3 years ago. The only earthly memento I have of her is this very old, expensive IBM typewriter that she bought for me in 1984. If you'd show to people, I brought the typewriter. It's right here. There it is. That cost $250 in 1984, which is like $600 to $800 today. So that's very precious to me. It's my only contact with Mom, my earthly contact. And I remember my mom, she did side jobs of ceramics. And she saved the money to buy me that typewriter 40 years ago. And I remember the day she gave it to me. She called me into another room where I could hear the clicking of keys. And there I saw Mom. She's sitting there typing. Now, Mom generally, like, never typed anything, you know? But she's there typing, and I said, "Mom," I said, "That's so cool. Why did you buy this?" And she looked up at me, and she smiled and said, for you. I used this typewriter for 40 years. It never once broke, never once needed repair. The white keys, and I'm sure, Christian, you can vouch for them. See how dirty they are? That's 40 years of my fingers on them. You know, they're all blackened. And, oh, what memories I have on that typewriter. On that typewriter, I wrote my mother's obituary. Then several weeks ago, it broke. After all these years, it broke. It's too old and expensive to fix. I just can't bring myself to throw it away. You know, that's like from my mom, the only earthly connection I have to her. And it epitomizes her love for me. But Easter changes everything. like John, who saw inside the tomb and believed. I see by faith the resurrected Jesus and believe. Because of Easter, I believe I will see Mom again. I don't need that typewriter. I really don't. Because I know I'm going to see her. I'm going to be with her. And I'm getting older, and it's getting close. You know? I don't know how many years I got left. But I'm going to see her again. I don't need that piece of junk no more. And because of Easter, I believe death does not have the final word. It's only a door opening to a new life so wonderful that Paul wrote, "No eye has seen, nor ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him." So every day I try to love God more and more because I want to get up there and see Mom. Because of Easter, I believe our hope for peace and love will triumph over discord and hate. There's too much discord in this world and hate. Have you noticed that? Way too much. But I'm comforted by the words of Jesus who said, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." That gives me comfort. It's going to work out. Because of Easter, I believe the punishment that I deserve for my sins is no more. A preacher once said, "Jesus paid a debt he didn't owe because we owed a debt we couldn't pay." So by the cross, the debt is paid. We will not burn in hell. We will not be punished eternally. And heaven awaits us all. Because of Easter, I believe suffering will be no more. God said, "Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. And God will wipe every tear from their eyes." Easter invokes in me feelings of gratitude. I feel very grateful to Jesus. You know, as my time on this earth grows shorter, I think, Jesus, I got another place to go. You know, I mean, Mary, Queen of Heaven, of course, is heaven on earth. We know this. Right, Kim? This is heaven on earth. But there is even a better place than Mary, Queen of Heaven. And I look forward to going to one of those rooms that the Father spoke about, the new home in our Father's house. Instead of just telling God that I'm grateful, I want to show God I'm grateful. I want to show him. Words sometimes can be cheap. And to say words of gratitude are good, don't get me wrong, but I want to back it up with action. I recall an old Jewish tale that explains atheists. A rabbi was asked by one of his students, "Why did God make atheists?" "God created atheists," he said, "to teach us the most important lesson of them all. The lesson of compassion. When someone reaches out to you for help, you should not say, 'I'll pray that God will help you.' Instead, for that moment, you should become an atheist. Imagine there is no God who could help, and you should say, 'I will help you. I will help you.'" That's how I show my gratitude to God. Anyone who comes into my life that needs help, I will always do my best to provide for their care. I think caregivers get a special place in heaven. Anyone who cares for the sick, the suffering, gets a very high place because Jesus will welcome you and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. I was sick and you comforted me." That makes God very happy. Years later, I asked Mom what she was typing when she gave me that gift right there. "Mom, what were you typing?" She said, "Oh, a love letter to you." Easter is a love letter from Jesus written in the ink of his blood. Use your life to write a love letter back to him. And I believe in God who helps us all. Amen. Happy Easter to all of you. I have a typewriter there. It's very inexpensive. I'll sell it real cheap, $250. It's yours. Now, to be honest with you, actually, and I found out through the internet, they are still, they stopped making them in 2002, but new old stock still exists that you could buy a brand new one after all these years, and it's in Chicago. So I bought a brand new one, and I use it. And guess who paid for it? Mom, with the inheritance that she gave me. So Mom bought me another typewriter. I would say she didn't know she did that, but I think she does. She's in heaven. And I hope I didn't make Mom mad. And you know what the new ones cost today? $1,000. $1,000. But I just had to have it for my work and to remember my mom. And as I think I said earlier here, when I get to heaven and I'll see Mom, and I wondered what she'll tell me. And I know, knowing my mother, she'll say to me, "Michael, this is heaven. Did you change your underwear?" Spoken like a loving mother. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at saintmaryhillsboro.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.